Roll with the Flow Radio.
DJ AC.
And Ricks.
Roll with the Flow Radio. Back at it again. You know what it is. Today we're going to be talking about, is braces a scam? Because I think it's a scam. I don't think that people actually need braces. I just think that you just need the retainer and orthodontists are trying to get more money. Okay. That's all I got to say. I had some jacked up teeth. And now...
And you're telling me that the braces didn't help that.
The braces did help that. But all I needed was the retainer because it got jacked up again and I just put the retainer in and boom.
Yeah, but fixed. They had to put your teeth in the correct
place. Yeah, but why can't they just find some perfect teeth and mold it into it so then normal people can have good teeth?
Because that's how it works.
That's how it should work. Bro, I think that I'm waking up the audience. I think that people are just staying woke. Look, it's going to sound disgusting. Actually, no. Don't do the idea I was just thinking of. I got a new idea. So look. So I think that orthodontists, because they're trying to make money, it's only $150 for a retainer. It's like $2,000 for braces. But look, so if you find someone's retainer, I'm not saying put it in. I'm not saying to put it in. I say what they should do is they should mold your mouth, right? Find to see how wide and long the thing is, and then get a mold of another retainer, right? And then add the teeth and the structure of their teeth the way it is.
Yeah, but then it's just... No, listen.
To your teeth. And then you could have perfect teeth.
No.
That's why it's a scam.
The retainer just keeps your teeth in place.
Yeah, it keeps it in place. And it shifts them together.
No.
Did you have a retainer?
No, but it doesn't... It shifts it together. Listen. It shifts it together when it goes a little out of place so that it just goes back together.
Yeah, so then it goes back together.
Yeah, it doesn't move your teeth all around.
Yes, it does. No, it moves them to the specific spot. Instead of moving them, I gotta move this tooth here so this tooth cannot be crooked and nah. You know what I mean? So that's all they need. That's all they need. Wooks, what do you think?
I never had braces or a retainer, so I don't know.
Wooks out here acting like an old lady.
Whoop whoops! All right, yeah. So I think it's a scam. There's no way. There's no way you actually need braces. People actually need braces. I'm out here like, yes, sir. Oh, whoa! Stop playing. Place one more time. There we go. There we go. There we go. It's a scam.
I don't think so. That's
a scam.
No.
It's a scam. Let's argue about it.
He's just upset because he had braces for 5 years.
5 years. Guess what? I went to an orthodontist and they said no one should ever have braces for 5 years. That's what they told me. That's what they told me. They said that's way too long. Oh my goodness. They said no kid should ever have to hold it that long. And he said... You should have it 2.5 years max. And why did I get an extra 2.5 years? Because. The dentist was stupid. He's not smart, man. Man, well, okay. I mean, we didn't even. The episode that we were going to release.
Yeah.
It never got released because of. Certain issues and problems that occurred with the episode, because if you heard that episode then everything will make sense, but since it's not released, I gotta give you just tiny little info just fill you in, because it might be a future episode because it didn't go well because some kid is trying to expose us too much. So basically there was a man named David Satloff. Yep. He was a dentist orthodontist and studied everywhere around the world, in China and different places. And basically, he was supposed to be one of the best dentists around. But apparently, he was not. So, he told me a million times, if you want your teeth, he talked like this. If you want your teeth better, You have to use your mind and push them together. Just keep forcing your teeth like that every night.
Did you do it?
Well, a little bit. And then guess what? Nothing happened. Just use your mind. Don't you have the braces in all my teeth? Like, you should be using those.
You didn't have braces. He had, like, four brackets.
Oh, yeah, I have four brackets.
No wire.
So my mouth, no wire. So my mouth could, quote, unquote, get used to it. No, they were trying on the cement for the first patient. Yeah, the guy, you know what? Never mind. That's another story. Never mind. I'm not gonna go. I gotta chill.
Anyway, so he died.
Whoa! He didn't die. He got a heart attack and took the money and left when I still had a plaque full of mouth. It's disgusting.
Oh, I thought he died. No, and then he moved to California.
Yeah, he moved to California. No one even knew. All the patients just there. His place was in a house. Oh no. The guy didn't even have teeth. Like, how are you going to be a dentist?
He had wooden teeth.
He had wooden teeth. Like George Washington.
Like.
I mean, come on. You can't just keep shoving things up in there. That's disgusting. Like, get dentures. The glue doesn't beat. Okay?
Man,
he was a weirdo. And guess what he did for the bends? He got these. What's it called? He got these wires, right? You know, the wire for your braces. To make the bends, you go, stop moving. And poke me in the cheek. And go, you know what? Did you stay right there for a second? Just bend it. Like, with the tool and keep poking me on the cheek. Oh, did that hurt? I'm so sorry. And kick me again. And guess what? They would go. And when they made the clips and stuff, I would freak out. Because they always got my lip. Oh, my goodness. 2 out of 3 times, they get my lip. They go down 1 second. Oh, he's bleeding. Get the the cotton ball, or should I say, the ball full of cotton made out of sheep's wool? Or no, the thing that it's not made out of sheep's wool. Oh man, the slaves used to pick that back in the day, and you could put it in his mouth to make it, you know, much. Just put the thing in my mouth. Like, why are you gonna talk so slow and turtle like? Man, you know how I feel. Mad, okay? I'm angry. Like, who does that? I don't care. Like, that's just messed up. And tell them what they... Never mind. This is about braces, and this is about retainers and braces being scams. Okay. So... So, I really don't think that people need it. I don't think people need it. Based off my experience... Because my teeth completely shifted like crazy right after.
Listen, that's I didn't wear the retainer for a week
because I didn't get the retainer because I had to wait, right? My teeth were spacing out and looking crazy.
They were not looking crazy. It was a tiny little space.
No, it was a huge space. No, it wasn't. And then put the retainer in, the whole thing fixed. Why can't they just give you little mini retainers? Just different, like stage 6
why don't you
of
just,
the retainer instead of paying all that money.
Why don't you just call it Invisalign?
Nah, it's not
Invisalign.
Because
Invisalign is kind of like a retainer that you put in. And there's like a bunch of steps to put it in.
I don't like that, okay? Invisalign's cool. I'm cool with Invisalign, you know. But I think it's a little too much money. So, I can't.
So you think you should just get a retainer and then...
Yeah, all you need is a retainer. I can't believe Wooks isn't even... Oh, Wooks doesn't know too much about this topic.
She wants to learn about...
passcodes. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Exactly. Who says that?
She said the word passcode today. We had to correct her because we like to say it because it's password and code. You don't say passcode. Because, like, I mean, that's what old people say. Like, you got to be 50 and... No. Yeah, 50 and older to be able to say that. Or photo, unless it says that in the name. It doesn't even say that in the name of the apps anymore, right? If she starts saying applications, there's going to be an issue. Unless you're actually filling out an application, that's different. But if you call an app, like an icon on your phone, an application, we're going to have a sensational beatdown on this kid.
Like, seriously. It's like annoying.
Yeah, it was a little annoying.
But take your feet off the table.
The studio.
It's still the table.
It's the studio table. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Roll with the flow, ready, yo. Know what it is, how we do everywhere. Like underwear. So, yeah. I can't believe that kid. She actually said, yeah. And apparently she said photo. It says gallery now in the phone. But she says, let me take a photo.
I did not say that.
You said, let me see the photo. That's what she said. I was like, excuse me, what did you just say?
Ew.
Photo. I was like, the photo or the picture?
Thank you. If you want to use big words, but don't.
Not old words.
But not old people words. If you want to say that you're an amiable person, just say that and always be an amiable person. That means someone always wanted to learn and is accepting to criticism. That's a new word that you can learn. Roll with the flow radio, you know, educating people on different subjects and topics. You know, we're smart. So, yeah, so that's some different things that goes on around in the office, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, Wooks, since you are going to get braces eventually, you can already tell. You are a sibling. We all had jacked up teeth. They look crazy. All of our teeth. And your teeth are starting to look...
Mine was like, probably like ours the too. Least craziest.
Well, all of ours are kind of crazy. So, let me go hear what you think. Because you're going to go get them next.
I don't want to get braces. That's it.
You don't want to get braces. You're going to need them, though.
Yeah, why would
you don't want to just, you know, miss your food and go. You know how much times I ate with my mouth open because my teeth didn't fit in my mouth? Oh my God. Okay. I just constantly kept chewing my mouth open and then food just kept falling out. You know why? Because my teeth kept sticking out of my lip. Okay, that's disgusting.
Yours does too, okay. Right?
No, hers isn't that bad. She can actually close her mouth.
You could too when you were her age.
When I was her age. We don't know what it's going to look like when you're older.
Okay. Big for her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't have big teeth. We all have big teeth, okay?
I don't have big teeth.
Yes, you do. Don't say, I have a tiny nose, a tiny face, a tiny body. You got big teeth.
Do you have big teeth?
Let me see them.
Look at her chomp.
I literally don't have big teeth.
Let's see.
No, you're just saying that just because you know I don't have big teeth.
Let's see. Smile.
Yeah.
Well, you smile.
I did. So,
I know you did, but I need to go see you like 100%. You know what I mean? You don't have to take a picture of your teeth. Why are you going to take a picture of your teeth? Then why are you on your phone? We're doing a radio show.
Guys!
Right, so I'm like some kind of rich brat over here.
I know.
Who said I was rich?
Well, I didn't say that. Someone better stop paying the radio show so we can get rich. Please help us. So, anyone wants to sponsor us, please help us. And, you know, we have an ad, so keep watching our video. And then we get money because we really need the money because, you know, we don't really have a lot of money. And we really want you to help us because we want to go buy some nice things. But apparently, we're all like, help us. So, I don't know. This little sound machine's fun. So, thank you for your contribution. Are you calling me old? You want me to call it the computer? You want me to call it GarageBand and expose us? It's a sound machine.
You gotta say this when the viewers think.
You already exposed yourself.
It doesn't matter. Sound machine. Okay, come on now. I can look. It even says the Spanish number 10.
This.
See that? Hear that? And then we get the A's. Hey. You know what I mean? So it's kind of cool. Is that all we got for today?
That's all we got.
All right. So roll with the flow radio.
DJ C.
And we out. Oh, wait. I didn't even press the out button. Now we go.